Next, Outdoor Radio, a monthly feature that takes us outside to explore the natural world. The tiny saw-whet owl is migrating south right now, and naturalists are tracking them as they pass through Vermont. This morning, biologist Kent McFarland and Sarah Zahendra join a group of young bird watchers at a banding station in Montpelier.
Well, I know you're probably freezing because it's getting dark out.
It's dark.
But we're at North Branch Nature Center here in Montpelier, and this is going to be worth it. We're headed out to catch some tiny little owls called the Northern Saw-whet Owl.
And this is an animal I have wanted to see, but they're owls, so they're nocturnal, which makes them very difficult to find.
This owl is not much bigger than an American robin.
Okay.
And the cool thing about it is they breed around Vermont, but then when it's starting to get cold like this and all the leaves are falling off, they're out of here just like robins. They're migrating. It's not really necessarily the coldness that's going to get them.
Right.
It's lack of food.
And what do these guys eat?
They're eating small mammals. So they're eating things like deer mice, redback voles.
So all the little rodents that I don't want around my yard, these saw-whet owls are eating.
They're eating them.
Fantastic. Yep.
And so this banding station we're going to is part of a whole network of migratory owl banding stations that occur from Canada the whole way down into, North Carolina. All these banding stations are night in, night out, trying to catch these owls, put bands on them, which we're going to see, and learn a little bit more about what's going on with their migratory movements and how their populations are doing.
And as they band these owls, this all gets reported, correct?
And there's a giant database of owl banding.
So we keep track of how many saw-whet owls there are and where they're migrating. Oh,
did you hear
that? Yeah.
So what they're doing is they've just opened their nets up, I think, and they're getting the audio lure ready. So there's a big speaker in the middle of a net, a V of nets. And the speaker's in the middle, and it's trying to lure in the owls. And they're actually getting ready to turn that speaker on with a saw-whet owl recording.
And this is a great call.
It's really awesome, isn't it? Here. Now, this is where the owl gets its name from. It's called a saw-whet owl because it sounds like, back in the old days when we used cross-cut saws to cut down trees, it sounds like the sharpening of a saw. That's the noise it made.
They play these songs, these playbacks in the nets, and that lures real ones to fly into the nets?
Exactly. The owls that are around here that are migrating through tonight, that might be around here feeding before they take off to migrate, they hear that sound and they go and try to figure out what's going on. Hey, why is there another saw-whet singing right now? Because it's fall. And when they come, they can't see the net and they hit the net.
But it doesn't hurt them, right?
No, it's harmless.
I'm Ken Benton. I'm a teacher naturalist here at the North Branch Nature Center. The kids are volunteering here tonight, recording our data, and they're asking some good questions.
So what's the lifespan of these owls? Like, how long do they live?
Not very long.
Wow.
Probably on average, probably about 3 to 4 years. I think the oldest recorded in the wild was 7 years. All right, it's time for our first net check. So I'm going to give a bag to each of you boys. One for you, one for you.
Keep up with Ken and the kids.
All right.
Because I think they're fairly excited about seeing an owl.
And we're on our way to the mist nets for our first check.
Are you guys excited?
Yeah.
Guys, cross your fingers.
My fingers are crossed.
So am I.
All right, guys, so as we're walking down, let's make sure we're walking as far over to the right as we can. Yeah. Keep our lights on the net, because this net likes to grab zippers, buttons, anything, and it's really easy to tear if you get hooked up on it.
So these are called mist nets, right?
Yeah.
Because they're as fine as mist.
Yeah,
you can barely see it even in my headlamp.
Yeah.
It's like 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
And they have these pockets the whole way along them. And when the bird hits this, it falls down in the pocket and just gets a little bit tangled up.
No big surprise, no owls yet.
Oh, another half owl.
No owls yet.
We still got our fingers crossed though, right guys?
We got a long way to
go. Oh, I found this.
What grade are you guys in?
Yeah, I'm like fourth grader.
I got an idea.
What?
Let's ban Sarah back at the table. She's like the size of a saw-whet owl.
There you go.
All right, guys, so the moon is set. We need to record that on our data sheet. Time of moonrise or moonset?
What time is it?
7:33.
Feels late.
It feels like 9:30. So how late on average do we stay out here?
Once we open the nets and the conditions are not rainy or super windy, we stay out for a minimum of 4 hours.
This was really fun.
Well, thanks for coming out, guys.
Thank you. Really, really fun.
It was great.
Fun. I just wish we'd caught an owl.
If we got an owl, it would be like exploding my mind.
It's a reason to come back.
We need to come back.
We will come back.
All right. Unfortunately, the kids had to take off and get their homework done, and they're going to have to come back another night to see an owl, but we're going to stick it out here. The moon's down now, and I'm telling you, I got big hope that the next net run, we're going to have our little owl sitting in the net.
Well, and he said that they usually don't get any owls in the first net run. And they said they usually get more owls after the moon goes
down.
That's
it? Now you're talking positive.
Yeah, right. Exactly. They got one.
You got one?
Yeah.
All right.
He's beautiful.
What always ends up happening with these birds is that they keep grabbing net with their talons. So as he's working it off the wing right now, he's trying to keep it from grabbing more net. It takes a lot of practice, doesn't it, Ken, to learn how to take these out?
It does, and these feathers are so dense on these guys.
Wow. There it is, out.
Oh, he's out of the net.
If only those kids could have stayed another half hour.
Oh, no. We just took the saw-whet owl out of the net, and we're on our way back to the table where he is going to band the owl and take down its information, so he's going to weigh it and measure it, right?
Yeah, we can learn how old this owl is. We're going to watch him put a little metal band on his leg. To be able to band these birds, you have to have a permit. And to get a permit to do this, you have to apprentice for quite a while with
a
master
bander. It was an intricate process. You have to learn.
Right. So he's got a special pair of pliers there he's using. See that?
Yeah.
And they've got a special hole in the pliers so that you put the band in the hole. Mm-hmm. And then you slip the band around the leg, and then when you crimp the band, you can only crimp it so that it closes the band and no further.
Right.
Any bird that's not a hatchier bird, we had to actually go through and record each individual flight feather. So looking at each individual feather here. So the next thing we do is we weigh it. 92.5 for weight. So this is definitely a female.
She's big, huh?
So she had a really long wing cord, taking all the measurements that we're going to take for her, and now we can let her go. Would you like to release her?
It's been sitting on her arm for maybe 5 minutes now. Looks pretty
still
comfortable
getting
sitting there.
We actually had to sit and wait here until it flies off so we can record the actual release time as well. That's some of the data that we need to collect. And when they're hanging out for an extra long time like this, we can actually tilt your arm back and forth.
Okay.
And that'll just so that it gets off balance a little bit.
Just like that.
Just like that.
I mean, a lot of people wonder, how scared the birds are really getting when we band them. But clearly, they're probably scared a little bit, but clearly not that scared. It's not like it's shot out of here.
No. And it's time to go check again.
Well, we finally caught one.
It wasn't that long of a wait, but I know for you, being cold, it might have felt like a long time.
I admit, I can't feel my fingers, but it doesn't matter because that was a beautiful animal.
It really was. Let's go get warm in the truck.
All right.
All right.
I'm Sarah Zahendra.
And I'm Ken McFarland.
Thanks for listening to Outdoor Radio.
You can see pictures of the banding process and find links to learn more about saw-whets at vpr.net. Outdoor Radio is produced in partnership with the Vermont Center for Eco Studies in Norwich, with support from the Vermont Community Foundation and the VPR Journalism Fund.